I would like to hear your opinion on online publications. There are always more and more of them. Yes. And on the one hand, it might even be easier to get published there. Mm-hmm. But yet some other people say that it is a pity to give your good work away for something that is only online. Mm-hmm. And what is the situation in the US? Should we try to publish online? Should we better try to publish somewhere else and then online? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Thank you. And I think it's evolving very much so. I personally don't think that the format is all that important, you know, print or online. It's just the quality of the publication and the professionalism of that publication. So in the United States, you really want it to have at least for academic credentials, you really want it to have be peer reviewed, go through a formal process. You want it to be something that maybe has been around. Maybe you don't, I mean, I hate to say this, but maybe you don't want to choose a journal that just started, right? Like, especially when you're just beginning, maybe you want something that has been around for a few years to prove that it's staying. There had been a bias against online publications, but I think that's changing as long as one can prove that it's a serious journal with a serious selection, you know, a highly selective process. The one thing I'll say that I've been struggling with online publications is many of them that are online only are open access, no subscription needed, free to the public, etc. And first, I'm a little skeptical about how those journals will be able to sustain themselves long term, just because the economics are not easy. So in terms of longevity for those journals. But second, depending on the journal, on the one hand, you could go to Google and find your article, right? If it's open access, just pull it up. On the other, it's usually not going to be indexed in scholarly databases. Many of them are not. So it could be if someone's in a library doing research and they type in, you know, Ed Ruscha again, that article may not come up. So you want to think I don't think that's always the case, but I think you want to ask of online or electronic publications, are they indexed by major scholarly sources so that people actually get to your work, you know? So I think that's important to think about.